You're listening to the new Classical FM, the greatest music of all time. I'm Bill Anderson, and on the program Bill's Classical Jukebox, we now have a very special feature celebrating the arrival of the On the Bay magazine Fall Edition. Now, On the Bay is a lifestyle magazine for the Southern Georgian Bay region, published four times a year. 100% original Canadian content, covering local lifestyle topics, homes and food and fashion and sports, addressing the major issues that challenge the fast-growing yet environmentally sensitive region of Southern Georgian Bay. And my special guest is the man from the office next door, because Jeff Shearer is the general manager of 102.9 FM Radio, but first and foremost, the publisher of On the Bay magazine, the founder and visionary. How's it going the last 15, 16 years?
Oh, my God, very exciting, I'll tell you, Bill. And good day to you, and happy to be here to talk about the new issue of On the Bay.
Well, every issue is a little bit bigger and a little bit better, it seems, than the one that came before. And in the time we have, let's talk about what's really special about this. A feature article called Nurturing Our Communities. Do they need nurturing?
Boy, do they ever. You know, you said it in a minute in the intro that we are a vulnerable area. And to be sustainable, the word sustainability is used so often and has become somewhat generic depending on who says it. Ask a conservative what sustainable means, and he'll say economic growth. Mm-hmm. You ask a liberal, and they'll say environmental purity, you know?
Somewhere there must be a middle ground.
So what it does mean is it means decent work and economic growth. It means good health and well-being. It means clean water and sanitation. It means sustainable towns and cities. But the last two are interesting. It means no or little poverty, and it means a reduced inequality. So it's a mouthful, a huge challenge. And the question is, can Southern Georgian Bay achieve this, given the fact that there are we are five different townships in Southern Georgian Bay in two different counties? We have regulations and planning stipulations that relate to one place and not to the other. In order to have a sustainable community on all the levels that I've just mentioned, we need to have much more of a regional perspective than we have now.
And that's involving, you haven't mentioned, the dozens and dozens and dozens of towns.
That's right. There's 20 communities that make up Southern Georgian Bay. Right now,
and little villages and hamlets.
Absolutely. And right now, outside our window, right in front of City Hall, are hundreds and hundreds of people, not just kids, but I've just gone down there and taken a couple of photographs. They're from all over. They're from Thornbury. They're from Creemore. So we really are Southern Georgian Bay, and we have to look at the issues of sustainability regionally, and that's what this feature article does in depth.
Are we looking just internally, or are we looking for maybe some inspiration and ideas from other places?
Boy, are there great ideas in Copenhagen and Oslo and Vienna, and even as close as Midland in terms of what they're doing. So the article not only talks about our region, but then it talks about international cities. I love the one, which is in, I think it's Copenhagen, where it has a raised bike path that swirls through the downtown, you know, 50 feet above everything, and takes people from one side of the town to the other. It's kind of the Gardiner Expressway re-envisioned as a biker's paradise trail.
Let's move along to another article, which is completely 180 from the environment and the beautiful trees and flowers and valleys and fresh water. And this is creativity, though, to the extreme. It's a house of copper.
Yes, it's an amazing house. And we chose it despite the fact that half our staff thinks it's out of place in historic downtown Collingwood, and the other half love it because
it's on those streets they call the tree streets, the older streets.
They took down a house that probably deserved to be taken down. That's the one thing. They didn't take down an historic building. And they built a copper-clad, what looks to be a box from the outside, but it's actually a number of boxes. And inside, it's quite gorgeous. And I was sort of one of those that questioned, because I'm the old classic guy, like the old traditional houses. But once you get inside, it's really quite beautiful what they've done. It was done by architectural designer Jim Campbell, who is a local fabulous designer, and he's done a number of homes that we've featured. So look forward to seeing that. It's very powerfully presented by our art director in the most vivid way.
And I'll tell you, if you drive down the street and you see it, whoa, what's that? it gets your attention, that's for sure. We also have a regular contributor to On the Bay magazine that we want to spotlight in this conversation, and that, of course, is humorist, and that's what I'm going to call him, Dan Needles.
Yes, he's a humorist, he's a playwright, he's an award-winning writer, and he writes every issue in our magazine. And this column is really an amusing one about keeping the reptiles out of your life. And
you have to read the column to understand.
You do.
That.
I think he's actually regarding himself as the reptile.
Okay.
and if you enjoy Dan Needles' Country Living column in every issue of On the Bay, listeners in Caledon and Orangeville who read in the Hills, and listeners in Eastern Ontario and the county who read Watershed will find Dan's column as well, as because we syndicate it in all three magazines. So I know that our voices right now are being heard in Eastern Ontario as well as in the Caledon area. And if you get that magazine, you'll find Dan Needles' column there.
Okay. The folks in Eastern Ontario hear us on 103.1 and Collingwood Orangeville 96.3. Let's move along and talk about another part of this community, and I'm talking about the whole of Southern Georgian Bay. Trails, happy trails, trails that some of them, well, they're old railway paths and things like that.
We're blessed, I'm told, by one of the most complete and numerous trail system in all of Ontario. So no town seems to have as many trails as we do, but the town trails don't stop at the end of the town. They go to Wasaga, they go to Stainer, they go to Thornbury, they go all the way to Meaford.
And these are walking, hiking, biking?
Yes, they're trails for every kind of use except motorized use. Mm-hmm. And thus, we have thousands of people on them. And every time a biker is on that path or someone walking, they're not producing CO2 emissions. And so it's a real blessing that we have the beauty of the trail system that we have in Collingwood, and this is what this article is about.
And one of the sidebars of the article is a do's and don'ts, like a rules of the road, or in this case, rules of the trail.
Yeah, and there are a lot of important rules, like keep your dog on a leash, because otherwise the dog ends up chasing the bikers.
And let people know where, if you're coming on a bike, make sure people know you're coming. Horn.
Yeah, a horn, a little bell, yeah. or as I think right in the article, the writer says, passing on your right. People have got to know that.
Then there's an article, Class Act. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, many years ago, we were just a winter community. And then we grew and became a winter and summer, and now we are become a real arts community. And it's, I think it's dramatized by the fact that we now have 14 different places that you can practice art, art classes, drawing classes, photography classes throughout all the Southern Georgian Bay. And we feature them in this article. We give you a list of all of the places that you can contact. And you'll see some of some of the artists and the painters who are all everyday people who have fallen in love with a pastime that they hadn't had before and are enjoying it.
And there are festivals and displays almost every weekend, 52 weeks a year.
Yeah,
in this region.
It is truly an arts and culture community, and I don't think most people would understand that about Collingwood, but that's what it is.
On the Bay magazine, the fall issue, it is available now, and where do people get it?
Well, they get it in some 60 locations now in Southern Georgian Bay. We're no longer using postal. The postal rates have soared. We've increased the number of magazine locations by a factor of two. And so go to onthebaymagazine.com and you will see a list of all the locations. And I'll bet you wherever you live, there's one within about four or five blocks of you.
You can do it on walking on the trail, probably.
I think within
walking distance.
And for Pete's sake, the fall issue is out there right now. So if you live in our area and anywhere in Southern Georgian Bay, please find the location, your go-to place to pick up On the Bay, and go pick up the magazine. It's waiting for you.
And just before you go, also in this issue is a letter, an essay that Jeff crafted as the publisher of On the Bay, but it also speaks of his role as the general manager of this radio station, 102.9 FM. And I found it fascinating, but I know the listeners and the readers will find it fascinating as to how we have taken this partnership between magazine and radio and made something unique.
Yes, it is. It's 2 years now since we accomplished this merger, and it's as if we've been doing it forever now, and it really works. We're repurposing editorial onto the radio. We're interviewing people on the radio from that were part of profiles in On the Bay. It's a great marriage. It's really working well.
Find out more online, especially find out where you can get a copy of the fall issue of On the Bay magazine on the web, onthebaymagazine.com. Thanks to Jeff Shearer, the publisher of On the Bay, and my boss. Thank you for being here.